And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up top of the hour, State Senator Chris Elliott will be on with us, continuing a discussion about the politics of asphalt. Man, they got a thing going on down in Baldwin County, I can just tell you right now. Asphalt never looks so good and so bad all at the same time. So we're going to talk about that. Just so you know, the way that they pay for all this, and by the way, I'm a realist. I recognize that roads and bridges cost money. There's no way around it. They just do. Roads and bridges cost money, and there's a bit of a rub here, because the typical way that roads and bridges are paid for is through gas taxes. People figure, you know what? If you're going to drive on the roads, that means you got to get gas, so we'll tax you at the pump. And that's what they do. And every state in the union, and including the federal government, all gets tax collections at the pump. Guess what? Now they're pushing everybody to electric vehicles. Oh, now what you going to do? Well, now they're looking at all kinds of ways that they can collect revenue. What do we do? I don't know. Maybe we charge them by the mile. The state of Washington is actually looking at implementing a tax that would charge you by the mile. Pray tell, how would they do this? Well, they're going to wind up having to put a microchip in your car so that they can see how many miles you've driven. Oh, now you get to control my movements. No, we just get to watch them. Oh, now you get to invade my privacy, which leads to eventually you being able to control my movements. I'm just telling you, the whole thing's a mess. But the truth is, roads and bridges cost money. I get that. But what should not happen is what happened a few years ago when the Alabama legislature rammed through a gas tax increase. I was proud to be in the legislature and be the deciding vote on, not just the deciding vote, but I was the last vote called on the roll that killed the gas tax first attempt. And there were several of us that voted against it. Myself and Bill Holtzclaw, who you heard mentioned a moment ago, were sitting on the back row together. And I called out my nay, because here's the thing. Yes, roads and bridges cost money. But folks, listen, in Alabama, we have what's called the Road and Bridge Fund, all right? It's where money has gone from those pump. We've had it in place for years. It's not new. There was a gas tax in place for years. The call was just for more. Okay, so you got the Rebuild Alabama Act, which was the new gas tax increase that was put in place in, 2020, I think, or 2019. 2019, a year after I left office. So 2019, they implement the new gas tax. The old gas tax, though, here's the problem. They kept saying, we don't have enough. We don't have enough. We don't have enough. Why don't you have enough? Oh, because you keep spending what we currently have on things that don't involve roads and bridges. What? Yes. That was my mantra. I was like, listen, before you start telling the people to cough up some more money, how about you stop spending what you've got on things that don't relate to what you say you have to have more money for? $60 million, I believe it was, a year, roughly, went out of the Road and Bridge Fund to pay for state troopers. Well, it's because they protect the roads. Okay, but I'm just saying. And also the court system. Well, what do they enforce the tickets? Is that what you're trying to say? I mean, why was the court system drawing from the road? I'm a lawyer. I know the court system has to be protected and have revenue. But if you're taking money out of roads and bridges, then maybe you ought to stop taking the money out of roads and bridges and use what you got before you ask people to pay more. But they couldn't do that. All the powers that be conveyed upon the brand spanking new members of the legislature that they had to do it. They had to do it. It was important. And those who didn't were ostracized. And they were. They actually were. But just so you know, one of the problems with that bill, too, was it's taxation without representation in some ways, because it goes up in perpetuity. They don't have to vote again. It's just going to keep going up. It's just going to keep going up. It's tied to a National Highway Construction Cost Index. So let me get this straight. The people that build the roads, who benefit from your tax dollars, who pay them to build the roads, they're going to price the roads, and the cost of the pricing going up is what makes you have to pay more so they can build more roads. Oh, so the fox is guarding the hen house. That's what I'm hearing, pretty much. Anyway, story here on 1819 News. Just wanted you to know it came out a couple of days ago. Drivers in Alabama paying more when filling up at the pump starting next month. That's October 1st. So really just, what, 3 weeks away? Three and a half. October, according to the Department of Revenue, the 10-cent gas tax increase from the Rebuild Alabama Act was phased in over roughly 2 years. Gasoline and diesel taxes increased by 6 cents in 2019, by 2 cents in 2020, by another 2 cents in 2021. And under the Rebuild Alabama Act, yep, the percentage change can keep going on. And so what we're looking at now is you're going to see almost 30 cents on the gallon coming up here for state taxes on gas. Be aware. Now, I say all that as we lead into our conversation here in a minute with Senator Chris Elliott. I have to look at the fact that we've got road projects going on. Roads cost money. But when you see the fight going on over building of a bridge in Baldwin County, you have to look at it and think, apparently ALDOT has so much money now that they can build a bridge, go to court over building the bridge, fight to be allowed to continue building the bridge, and find out, by the way, they had never really discussed it with the governor. And it's a weird situation. I'm not a big fan of toll bridges. But what's happening now is the government decided to build a new bridge despite the fact that the toll bridge company said they would build more bridge for free if they would let them continue their business operations. Some believe that the toll bridge company is being run out of business by ALDOT. It's just a mess. It's the politics of asphalt, y'all. Do I want to pay a bridge to get down to the beaches? I'd rather not. But do I recognize that at some point there was a matter of contract put in place by a company that invested hundreds of millions of dollars of its own money to build a toll bridge, and they were told they would have contractual rights, and now the state's reneging on that deal, apparently? That's what it seems. And what we got now is hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money without anybody having spoken to the governor at length about it has been committed for something that is already, by the way, not even out for bids, not even spending time with public hearings. It's just going to happen. Why? Because John Cooper, who runs ALDOT, says so. That's the interesting situation we find ourselves in with the politics of asphalt. We're going to talk to State Senator Chris Elliott. He's the guy who basically serves that area. He's probably got opinions on it. We'll talk to him. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain